Oh, that's right. It's Wednesday afternoon. How you doing, everybody? Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you on WCRS. Today, I have a very special event. You know, we carry Emerald Football right here on WCRS, and they are celebrating their 20th anniversary. And I thought, you know, with homecoming activities and a lot of things happening over there at Emerald, we should have two people that know all about it here with us this afternoon. So I've got Tanya Brannion. She is the athletic secretary, and quite frankly, she's put through a lot of hell to get all this done. How you doing today, Tanya?
I'm good, Ann. How are you?
I'm very good. And it sure is nice for you to be able to take the time to sit down, Tanya.
Exactly.
And then we have Julie McLaughlin. She is part of the booster secretary for the Boosters Club. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That's right. I'm excited to be here with you.
And what exactly, the Booster Club, of course, is that is what makes everything happen.
That is what makes everything happen. We sell memberships. We sell season tickets. We try to get everybody excited about all Viking athletics, spring, fall, winter, all of our sports. We're the people who try to get everybody to say Go Vikings at the top of their voice all the time.
Yeah, you know, that is hard to keep everybody pumped up all the time, isn't it, Julie?
It is hard. We meet once a month. We have a general Booster Club membership, and then we have a Booster Club board. That's where I serve as secretary. And we meet once a month, the first Monday of every month at 6 o'clock, if anybody wants to join us. And we try to really plan events that are going to get gets everybody excited, gets everybody involved, and just kind of keeps things rolling from the parent perspective and the fan perspective.
Absolutely.
And we work really closely with Tanya. Tanya works closely with us so that the communication stays open between us and between the school.
Absolutely. You know, I think that you're to be commended because it takes a lot of work, and you're always trying to get different businesses. I know you've had different Chick-fil-A out there, McDonald's, Corley's, all these different businesses help out with promoting. And, of course, having had not a personal experience, but knowing people that have had the experience of working at the food court or the food booth
right
down there.
That's the concession stand, yes.
Yes, the concession stand. That's a big one.
It is. And, it's not always businesses. Sometimes it's organizations. October 17th, we have the MOPS group, Mothers of Preschoolers, here in Greenwood. Mothers of Preschoolers. They're an organized group. They actually meet at St. Mark United Methodist Church this year. They met at a different church last year. But they're
Did you
coming...
have anything to do with that, Julie, with
well,
getting
I,
them involved?
I did ask them. They're not all members of the church where I'm employed. They're just from all around the community. But they're coming to sell concessions for us so that they can kind of get the word about them. So we're excited to have them.
MOPS,
Mothers of Preschoolers.
Wow. And before long, they'll be mothers of high school students.
Absolutely. Exactly. And then we'll get them involved in the Booster Club at Emerald.
Exactly. So because of the weather and everything, Tanya, you've had to move homecoming week. Now, when is that going to be?
Homecoming court events are going to be on Friday, October 17th.
So that's 2 weeks or a week from this Friday.
A week from this Friday, and all of that will take place during halftime. But there's a lot of other events going on before halftime, so we're really excited about all that.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit, first off, who are they going to play for homecoming?
Traveler's Rest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so it's one of our region teams. We're in the region play games now.
Okay, so how is Traveler's Rest? Is it going to be easy?
Well, that's always a tough call. As I always say, you never know what teams are going to show up, even if they are a wonderful team. That doesn't mean they're going to bring that team down here to play. And it doesn't mean that if Emerald's the underdog that they're not going to step up and defeat. So it's always fun. I love high school football because that's the thing. You never know what team's going to show up. So hopefully with it going to be our official homecoming game will be the winners, but we're excited.
Now, what is some of the things that you've been working on for homecoming? What is I know Julie has a special part here with the 1998 the winners there. We're going to be talking about state championships in a second, but what exactly have you been working on?
The biggest part that I've worked on is the homecoming event with the queens and the representatives, because they're not all going to be able to be queens, but our senior football players this year, we have 20 players, and all 20 of them have a representative. So we're really excited to have...
That's a big field.
Yes, and such a great turnout, because a lot of times the guys, I think they have the mentality that they don't have a girlfriend, so they don't have somebody to represent them. And this year, a lot of our players, it's just a friend, mm-hmm. you know, that they are having represent them. So I'm really excited to have that type of involvement this year.
Okay, so we're going to have 20 representatives. Mm-hmm. What else is going? Is this pink out or?
This will also was our original scheduled pink out night. So we yes, we'll have all the pink out craze going on. Yeah. I know the cheerleaders are planning on a locker room full of balloons that they're going to get put out. They are also sponsoring Little Cheer Camp, and that information is at the school and has been sent to all the elementary and middle schools. So, you know, so if anyone's interested in the Little Cheer Camp that the Vikings do each year, I think the junior level girls will perform during the game, and then I think they're all going to be out there at some point cheering, and they're pink and supporting the Vikings in their pink. So.
All right.
And the Booster Club is also selling, we're actually pre-selling Pink Out shirts. They're wonderful. They say EHS Pink Out Tackle Cancer. And we do have, the Emerald High School Booster Club has a Facebook page. We have a Twitter account and Instagram. And on all those different places, you can find the link to order those. We're selling them through Action Sports with the code PINKOUT. Mm-hmm. And that sale ends tonight at midnight. So it's not too late to get your Pink Out shirts.
Well, this was well-timed then.
Absolutely.
Now, how much are the shirts?
The shirts are $9.75 for short sleeve and $15 for long sleeves.
And something you can certainly wear many, many times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of different events that a lot of different people will be attending will have Pink Out events throughout the month of October for breast cancer awareness. So this is a shirt you could wear lots of times.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's going on. We've got homecoming. Now, this is homecoming, but they're not actually having the floats and all that stuff, right?
Right. We had all of those events last week because the kids had worked so hard on their banners and the floats and the can drive that they were doing. And so all the events, the kids, you know, like I say, they had worked so hard, and we just left those planned as was and then just rescheduled the homecoming court. So the girls weren't out there in the rain, and that'll be on the 17th.
All right. Let's hope we have some great weather.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that have been happening. Miller Murphy is back, and that's made a big difference. Everybody is excited about that. Plus, we're going to talk about, we had a game on a Thursday night, how that was, and then having a game on a Saturday morning, and talk a little bit about that. Hey, if you've got a question for Tanya or Julie, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Hey, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I am talking Emerald football. And I tell you what, the Emerald team is on it. Where do they go this weekend, this
Chapman.
Friday?
We're headed to Chapman.
Oh, that's a trip.
That's a trip.
Yeah.
That is a trip.
So, how many people will actually be going to Chapman?
We have a pretty good travel crowd.
I've
been impressed. Even the students, they really travel and they get behind the Vikings. So, not as big as a home crowd, but a considerable-sized crowd for an away game.
That's right. And, of course, one of the good things is that you can hear it right here on WCRS. If you're not going, you get to hear it. Rob Gilchrist, Jonathan Graves do an excellent job. They love doing this, and it really shows, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. And they're wonderful.
Yeah. And we also stream it on your computer, and we have downloadable apps that you can download the app. A lot of people like to listen in the stands to our guys mm-hmm. calling the game. Yes. But, of course, this year, probably a little bit different because Miller Murphy is back doing the games. How's Miller felt about this?
Miller is excited.
Yeah.
He was a little hesitant at first because he has a lot going on at Connie Maxwell, which is one of the reasons he had to decline a couple of years ago and not return. But we're really excited to have him back, and he's enjoyed it and really pumped up the crowd.
Yeah. Absolutely. Nothing gets us excited like hearing him say, and it's another Emerald Viking, first down, yeah, and all the hands in the stadium go up. Yeah. It's been great.
Yeah. Now, Julie, you were actually, you were teaching in 1998?
I was a teacher at Southside Middle School, which is no longer in existence. That's before Westview Middle School opened. Some of the children that I had taught, students, teenagers, were playing at Emerald for the state championship in 1998. So my husband and I packed up, and we traveled to Columbia to watch that game. And, of course, Emerald won that game 9-7. It was a wonderful victory. And Emerald High School won its first ever varsity football state championship.
Well, how was it to be back there? Take us back, 1998.
You know, it was amazing. The team was such a new team. The school was new. The first year that the school opened 20 years ago, when we tried to form a football team, there weren't even enough open spots to have a varsity team. So the first year, it was a JV team. From there, they continued to play and to do well. 3 years later, they had their first ever state ranking, which was awesome. And then for that 1998 year, we actually were in a three-way tie in our region. As the result of a shootout, we ended up playing all of our playoff games as away games, but we came up victorious, and we were the state champions that year, and I was there to watch it. It was an unbelievable feeling going through that crowd. The number of people that traveled from Greenwood for this brand new high school to witness that state championship was amazing. And again, I was a mom I was actually pregnant with my second child, and I had a toddler with me. So, you know, the high school football scene really wasn't, you know, what I was into at the time. And but the excitement there just dragged me right in, and I've been an Emerald Viking ever since.
That's terrific. That's fabulous. You know, now you've been working to get as many of the team members from 1998 back here for a homecoming. And I know it's been a little bit rocky because it was supposed to be on
right.
the 7th, and now it's changed to the 17th. But what are some of the guys doing, and what are the ones, maybe some of them that you know are going to be here? What are they doing now?
Well, you know, it's been really fun trying to get in touch with them. Facebook, of course, has been a huge help. And Coach Frank Hill, who was the head coach of that team and is still very involved in Emerald Athletics, goes to my church and is a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So it's been great working with Frank. He's put me in touch with people. David Scott, who was the quarterback of the team, is here at Romac Trophies in Greenwood. And David has been great and excited about this, helping me to spread the word. Joey Burns is a name that comes to mind. He still lives in Greenwood. He'll be here. I did talk to some who can't come because they're actually football coaches themselves now, and they have their own high schools where they'll be on a Friday night. We have one who is living in Alaska now.
Alaska.
He said it's a wonderful place to live, but he'll be pulling for the Vikings that night from afar. We have one who is a pastor in Texas. My favorite story, Frankie Talbert, was actually in my 8th grade class and was on that team. And when he was in the 8th grade, I actually paid him a little bit of money to come and dress up like Barney at my then 1-year-old's birthday party. And she is now 18 and is in the homecoming court that night.
Wow.
So I'm excited and hoping Frankie, he's going to try to make it back for that. So the excitement's been great. Other than Coach Hill, Coach Sorrow still coaches for the Vikings. Coach Scott, who was involved in that team, films for the Vikings every Friday night. So the excitement's there. We're looking for a big crowd, and we just can't wait.
Now, Tanya, you were telling me that you used some of the pictures for the cover. What pictures did you use?
For the football program, mm-hmm. The cover, I've used pictures from the annual, from the first annual, from the 20 year.
Right.
20 years ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I just used several of the sports, you know, from the fall particularly.
And you got those from?
From Mr. Graves.
Right.
Chuck Graves, who was the principal at the time.
Isn't it amazing that he had kept all that information in the formation?
Oh, it was exciting. It was fun to look because, you know, you look back through the annual. I don't get to do that on a daily basis, so this was a project that I got an excuse to be able to look, sit down and look.
Right.
But it was fun to see some of the older pictures of Mr. Graves and Coach Scott and, you know, some of the others that are still at the school.
Sure. So that was so if you've had a program and you've wondered where these pictures came from, they were from 20 years ago.
Mr. Graves, that's right. And then I worked with quick copies and got the cover formatted. So
wow, that is awesome. You know, it's great to see continuation, and it's great to see that. I hope the kids are appreciating all the work and effort that goes into putting this together and are excited about it.
They won't until they have to do it.
Okay.
Because, you know, as a teenager, I didn't appreciate it. But now I look back and I think, God, somebody really had to do all this just for me, if they didn't do it for anybody else, you know. But we do it for the kids, for the students, because they are the school.
They are.
They're the reason we're there.
The school pride at Emerald is unreal. I can't imagine. I have two children who are there. I can't imagine having them in high school anywhere else. The school pride is amazing.
You know, and particularly when you go back 20 years ago and having had Chuck Graves sit down with us one afternoon, it was tough getting that school started. And there was a lot of, they didn't want to do this.
They didn't, that's right.
They wanted to have one high school and that's it.
That's
and
right.
For the ability to carry through and still make it happen and have that high school pride is pretty amazing.
And then we've gotten calls, too, where students have graduated and they're, you know, planning their class reunions.
Right.
So for all that to start coming around is a lot of fun.
Sure. It really shows that Emerald is here to stay.
That's right.
That's right. Excellent. All right. So we've got, now, do you know how many members of the team should be here?
We're expecting at least 20 from what we've heard. We are, of course, offering, if anybody hasn't let me know, we, of course, are going to have a table set up so that they have a complimentary ticket waiting for them to get in. We hope that they'll bring their families. We're just really excited about it. That team, from what I have been told, was just such a special team. And I even have, if I may, a quote,
sure.
You know, when I talked to Coach Hill about, you know, what was it that made that 1998 team, such a new team and a new school, elevate themselves to that. And this is what Coach Hill said. He said, what made our team was we didn't have any superstars. We had great chemistry with the players because of their attitudes and their character. We only had one player get a scholarship to play in college, so we didn't have superstars. We had great attitude. We had great kids and great chemistry. They worked hard together and they believed in each other, and we had great support from the community. And from what I hear talking to these guys now, they are still that tight knit. They're a close group. They're a brotherhood. So we're excited to have them back.
That's neat to see. And that's hard to capture in today's world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that some of the best friendships and relationships you form is as you're growing up. And after you get out of high school, you know, I think you try to have an image, right? When you get into college
sure.
and everything. So that changes. But those are special times.
It is. And when you hold on to those special friends from high school, that's a tight bond.
That is a tight bond.
Like the class.
Yeah. Well, and any of the other kids from 1998, not just the team, but have we heard any of the other members of the class, graduating class or anything? If we know any of those are going to be coming there?
Well, we also extended the invitation to the cheerleaders who were there to cheer on their team, and we're excited
that
several of them.
Oh, my God, are they going to be out there, too?
Not in uniform, although I did hear some suggest that. But some of the cheerleaders are going to be there to support their team just like they did all those years ago. And the buzz is good. I think we're going to have a good crowd from back then. And it's, you know, along with the little Viking cheer camp, one of the things I noticed last year when we did that, and of course that'll be going on that night, is that we had children of Emerald alumni participating in that. So that is
fun. Such
a fun thing to see, a 4 or 5 year old little girl whose mom or dad graduated from Emerald still out there cheering on the Vikings.
That's right.
That is awesome.
And asking for uniforms. So
absolutely.
They're always wanting, do you have any old uniforms?
That's great. That is terrific. Well, to make 20 years and for us to be right here in the middle of it is pretty awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
It absolutely is.
You know, and 20 years from now, we probably won't be doing this, but 20 years from now, it'll be another big reunion too, won't it?
We hope so.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we are right here. It is time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back after the news, so don't you go away.
For the individual engrossed in McDonald's new Deluxe Angus Third Pounder, the world simply ceases to exist. You savor each bite of thick, juicy 100% Angus beef, topped with crisp red onions and crinkle-cut pickles, oblivious to the fact that the pantsuit you borrowed from your roommate has become a full-body napkin for your fanatical feasting frenzy. Angus Axiom Number 5, ignorance is bliss, or in this case, vice versa. Get lost in one of three new Angus Third Pounders. only at participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. This is WCRS. We're having a great afternoon here talking about what Emerald has accomplished and what's going to be happening on October 17th. You got to go to the game October 17th. I mean, Julie, why do people need to go on October 17th?
You know, October 17th is going to be a huge night. Not only do we have the 1998 state recognition, we have the homecoming court, we have Pink Out, we have lots of little tiny cheerleaders that are future Vikings. But the biggest thing about Emerald football is it's just a really fun family thing to do for the Greenwood community. Friday night football at Emerald is my absolutely favorite thing in the world.
You know, you see families walking around with strollers.
Absolutely.
Just everywhere having a good time hanging out, talking to people.
It's good, clean fun. We just absolutely love it. It's my family's favorite thing to do.
Well, that's great. That's great. So this is really big. October 17th. That's not this Friday. It's the following Friday. Now, this Friday is an away game, right, Tanya?
That's correct. We'll be traveling to Chapman.
Okay. So that's tough to travel like that, I think.
It's always hard to travel, especially when you get out of school early. Now, the kids enjoy that part, but getting out early, driving the distance you've got to drive, it makes it really hard to get off the bus and have the hoorah to win a game. But they pull it up, so we hope they'll do the same thing this Friday.
Now, how are they doing so far in region here? How are we doing?
Well, our first region game was last week against Blue Ridge, and we won.
Okay.
So we're hoping to keep the tradition going here. Friday night.
When I was out on the field all the time doing the color and everything, and I first started doing football games, I would get all excited. We won! We won! And the guys go, yeah, but it doesn't count. And I go, what do you mean it
counts?
It counts.
Absolutely.
But I used to go, and then, you know, we'd get into region and we'd start losing, and I would say, but if we could count those first games.
Yeah, that was me too when I started working. I didn't understand all of that.
Right.
So, and I have to explain that to some people.
Right.
Like, we won. We had this record. It's like, but it didn't really count. It's bragging rights. That's it.
That's right.
It didn't count. I can't believe
it. But Blue Ridge, it counted.
So. Yes.
And we're hoping to count Chapman's game, too.
Well, you know, how does the team feel? I would think once you're on a win, you know, that really inspires you for the next game.
It does. It does. And especially, you know, if you, like we had talked earlier, we never know what team might show up. So if you're meaning that
the guys are there, but you don't know what their mindset
that's
is.
That's exactly right. You never know what their mindset is. So, and that works for the opposing team as well. So when you come to a game and you weren't necessarily expecting to be the winner and you come out the winner, that makes the excitement that much stronger for the next game.
Sure. And how is Coach Mack doing this year?
He's doing well.
Yeah.
And he is. And we have a lot of new coaches this year. We've had some that have had to leave, you know, and got married, whatever reasons, and they've left. So we have a lot of new coaches this year. So that's exciting.
And how are they all gelling together here?
Doing good.
Doing good?
They're doing well. You know, you have your offensive group and your defensive group, and so, you know, you work together as a group more, and then you have to bring it all together as a whole staff.
Sure. So good stuff, sure enough. Well, listen, you know, one player is pretty outstanding on this team this year, and who is it, Tanya?
Well, we're excited. Our number 80, Gage Cervinka, he's a senior this year, and he's signed to go to Clemson. Okay. Of course, we have a lot of outstanding players, but this one in particular.
Yes. And what is something's going to happen at this game for Gage? What's going to happen?
That's right. Gage is going to be recognized at halftime, and he will be presented a jersey for the Semper Fidelis All-American Bowl that he's going to be participating in.
Now, where does that take place?
That will take place in California.
Oh, my goodness.
Big trip for Gage, and Coach Mack is planning to go with him. And, of course, his parents will be traveling with him. That will be over the Christmas break. I think they're leaving out the end of December, and they'll be back the 1st of January around the 6th or so.
Wow. That's a big honor.
Yes, it is. It is for Gage, it is for Emerald, and it is for Greenwood. We're really excited.
Now, how do you actually get to be picked for that?
Well, I'm not exactly sure because I wasn't involved in all of it. I just got to hear all the exciting news, and then I've worked with the Marines in setting up the recognition that's going to happen on the 17th. But it's an application process. You have to be nominated and selected. So it says a lot for an athlete when they're pulled for such an honor.
Sure. So that'll be a special presentation. God. Will any of the other games be as exciting as the one on the 17th?
Absolutely. We still have senior night coming
That's
up.
That's right.
So.
We do have senior night on the 31st, and they're all exciting. We just have a lot combined into one on the 17th. So.
Now, how many seniors are on the team?
We have 20 seniors this year.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to take a big hole,
isn't
it?
It will, actually. But, we've got JVs that are moving up, so, and that's exciting. The JVs are doing really well, and then our Westview Titan Middle Schools are doing well. So those eighth graders will come up to JV, and then we'll send those JVs up to varsity.
Wow. All right. So be there.
Absolutely.
Julie, should they be there?
They should absolutely 100% be at Emerald High School on Friday, October 17th. You do not want to miss it. And get in your seats early for the pregame activities.
That's right. And they actually cordon off certain parts of the stadium, don't they? We have a booster club section.
And then they'll have the band section. Our students do tailgating now, and that is so exciting, and it just brings that Viking pride on into the school. And they'll be sectioned off, and the future Viking, or they're invited to be there, and they're going to be. That worked really well last year when Coach Phillips brought that together with the cheerleaders, and it just gives the middle schoolers a chance to experience high school at a fun level.
Sure. Now, out night, and I suppose there'll be some half painted with pink and everything.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Hey, don't they
have a great time. They do a different theme for each week. I don't know what this week's theme will be. Last week when the game was canceled, it was beach. So right. They all had
We've
on
had
their luau's.
Beach night. They've had formal night. They've had everything you can imagine.
They have a different
theme
each
something.
Game. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think sometimes we always think about the football team, right, as being the major focus. But to hear y'all talk, there is so much more that comes together to make a game come together.
Well, I think it takes more
right
to make the team.
Right.
Because if the team didn't have the support behind them, they wouldn't be the team they are.
I think you're right. I think that is what, and that is, this is our fifth year of doing Emerald. We certainly have moved
forward. They have.
Right. In fact, it was Coach Mack's first year, wasn't it? The first year
that
I think
you
we did.
Did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and he's been.
So that's probably right. But to see the move, everything, and to see the excitement that is building, that makes it a pretty awesome experience. Now, Julie, we've got to talk a little bit about what you do. I mean, because you are such an excitable person. What is your job?
I do get exciting. I actually used to be a public school teacher. Then I was a stay-at-home mom for a little while. Now I am the children and youth minister at St. Mark United Methodist Church. So I work with children and teenagers all the time. So it's a lot of fun to see the kids from our youth group at Emerald and to maintain that relationship there.
That's right. And, why are you so pro-Emerald? Not only that your two daughters go there, but why are you so pro-Emerald?
Well, as a former educator, I've always thrown myself into the schools that my children have attended. They both went to Springfield. I have two daughters. One went through the STEMS magnet program at Westview. One went through the ACTS magnet program at Brewer. And they're both at Emerald. So I try to be involved wherever they are. But I can honestly say in the 4 years, because I do have a senior, in the 4 years that we have been at Emerald, not one single thing has happened to make me unhappy. The academics have been top-notch. The athletics are top-notch. I've had cheerleaders through the years, and now my youngest daughter is a pole vaulter on the track team. So I've just kind of been involved. I'm a member of PTO and try to pitch in there when I can. It's a top-notch school where everybody works together. The pride is there. I cannot imagine having my kids anywhere else. I'm probably going to have to adopt a high schooler when my youngest one graduates, honestly. Just so I can stay this involved at Emerald. I don't anticipate going anywhere. Like I said, I became a Viking that night in December in 1998, and I'm going to stay a Viking.
One of the things that, you think about, what if the two hadn't separated? What do you think we would have with Greenwood High today?
Yeah, it'd be a totally different environment. And you know, I'm sure some people would have liked that. But for me, having Emerald High School form is one of the best things that ever could have happened.
Sure.
I don't want my kids anywhere else.
Sure. You know, it just makes it a little
small. You know, we're a 3A school. If you look in my really important part of the school. And as a parent, that's important to me.
Sure. All right. Well, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up. Don't you go away. We're going to talk a little bit more about these pink out shirts you have till midnight to get. And I don't know, we'll talk about something else. So don't you go away.
Lay away. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. You know, if you used to like to go to Emerald Football and hear Miller Murphy, Miller Murphy is back. So that was a special thing for the 20th year, and you know, who knows what'll happen next year, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Maybe we'll get to keep him.
Okay. All right. But he always does a great job and makes it a lot of fun. Our guys are there, Rob Gilchrist, Jonathan Graves, doing a great job out there too. So you certainly have many ways to be at the game. You can hear it on WCRS Radio, 1450 AM. Plus, you can hear it on the computer streaming. Plus, we have apps where you can listen right, sitting right there or anywhere that you're at. And the other thing we do is we post the games on our website. So if people wanted to go back and listen to a game, they certainly can. And that's at WCRS1450AM.net. Okay, but we've got the pink out shirts. Now, today's the deadline. How did we pick this date to be able to bring this point up, Julie?
It was a perfect timing for us. You know, we had to set a deadline because we are selling them as pre-orders, and we want to make sure that we give the production staff plenty of time to get those
and
printed.
And you know what? I understand it gets harder and harder to get pink shirts. Pink anything becomes very difficult to get
in
October.
It does. Well, these shirts are spectacular. We're very excited about them. We have a short sleeve option and a long sleeve option. Short sleeves are $9.75. The long sleeves are $15. They have a small design on the front and a large design on the back that says EH Vikings Tackle Cancer. They look great. And the way to order those is to go to action.itemorder.com. We're ordering them through Action Sports, and it'll ask you for an order code. And in all caps, that order code is pink out with no space in between. P-I-N-K-O-U-T. And you have until 11:59 tonight to order those. So everybody order your pink out shirts. I've ordered four already, so make sure you have those.
You're going to go home and order any more?
Probably.
Okay, well, there you go. See, she reminded herself she needed to do this.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we got the pink out shirts. Now, senior night is coming up October 31st. Any type of special things that are planned for that other than what we normally do for senior night?
I'm not sure. I'm sure the cheerleaders have a lot of things that they'll plan, and then the tailgaters will do something special, I'm sure. But as far as the school, we'll just do the normal senior night recognition.
Wow. That's a happy and a sad time, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Especially
it sure
Julie
is.
And I both have seniors. So.
Hard to believe.
Yeah. And anyways, life goes on, doesn't it?
It does.
Every stage is exciting.
Well, and I'm excited for my daughter for the graduation, but then going to college.
Yes.
You know,
well,
the next step in life.
Has she made a decision where she's going?
I wouldn't say firmly because, you know, it's
anything
always.
Can change.
Absolutely.
Exactly right, especially with girls. But her thoughts are right now to attend Lander. Stay close home and go to Lander. So,
and that makes Tanya happy?
And sad.
And sad.
Yes, I mean, you know, I think it'll be a good step for her to go to Lander because the school size isn't as big, but her next option, or her first option was University of Carolina.
Oh, my goodness. That's
so,
a big step.
Yes, but, you know, that's a class number of 200 versus a smaller class at Lander. And so we're excited.
We're excited.
Yep.
How about you, Julie? Where's your daughter thinking about
My
going?
Daughter wants to go to Winthrop University. She's
wow.
very excited about Winthrop.
Wow.
So we're hoping to get that letter in the mail any day, and then she'll be a Winthrop Eagle.
A Winthrop Eagle. All right. Well, not only that, but coming up in December, basketball. I mean, rolling right along with sports
here. We are definitely rolling right along. I've got the winter sports already scheduled and headed in that direction and starting on spring. So.
Wow. Now, the basketball readout, what that is going to be December 13th?
Our plan right now is to do that for December 13th. Just met with the American Heart Association representative the other day to get that started. And that particular game is an Emerald versus Greenwood High game, and it will be at Emerald. So we're working with Greenwood High to get all the readout events started.
Wow, that's great. And then, of course, what else happens in December? You have a basketball.
The varsity boys basketball team will have a Christmas Classic tournament that they've been having, I think, the past 4 years or so, and it gets bigger and better each year. So that's always an exciting thing to be a part of.
Yeah, huge crowds for that. That's a great thing to come out for, huge crowds.
And they have such a great basketball court.
They do. It's a fun gym. It's a fun one.
It's nice.
So that'll be coming up. But then golf has been going on. There's so many sports going on.
There's so many sports at Emerald, and the Booster Club, we support every single sport at Emerald. The girls' golf team right now is doing really well. They just played yesterday, as a matter of fact, in the Breast Cancer Awareness Tournament, and out of 21 teams, they placed eighth. So we were very proud of them. Very proud of our Lady Vikings.
Excellent. Wow, that's good. All right, so what else is going on? Tanya, we got to have something else here to remind everybody about. October 17th. How much are the tickets to the games?
The tickets are $6.
Okay, so that's very affordable.
Very
much. And then, you know, if you haven't joined the Booster Club, that's actually the way to go. So
we have several levels of Booster Club membership. I'll tell you about the one I'm in because it works great for our family. And this membership is still available until November 7th. We have a membership where we receive two season tickets to the varsity football games. We receive a bumper sticker for our car, which we all fight over. So, you know, we have to make sure everybody's representing the Vikings on our car. But the great thing about the membership packages with the Booster Club is what we call an all sports pass. And that all sports pass will admit you to any sport other than varsity football, as long as it's not a playoff game or a jamboree. So JV football, baseball, track, whatever it is, basketball, volleyball, whatever it is you want to go see, those all sports passes will get you in. And it's, you know, it's a great thing to have. We're still offering those memberships for this sports year until November 7th. So you can contact any Booster Club member. You can call the school and ask to speak to Tanya in the athletic office.
How about
and we
you?
Would be happy to do
How
that.
You,
oh, find
you.
Me. Absolutely. I'll be happy to do that for you. I would be happy to do that for you.
And how would they contact you, Julie?
You can reach me. We actually have an email account, emeraldvikingboosters@gmail.com. If they want to email there, we also have an EHS Booster Club Facebook page. So they can message me there right on that wall. So it's really easy to get in touch with us.
Or any booster on the member. School website.
Yep. You can go
website.
Through the school website. Mike Adams is our president of our Booster Club, and he gets us all excited, and we would be happy to sign you up as part of the Emerald High School Booster Club.
All right, well, that is great. Now, you got to remember, October 17th, not this Friday, but the following Friday, you know I'll be talking about it. One of the things we haven't talked about, who's doing the food that night?
We will have our regular concessions going that night. So we would urge you guys, like I said earlier, we have the Mothers of Preschoolers group coming to sell concessions for us. The swim team will be working in the concession area so you can get to know your Viking swimmers. And we would love to have you guys come and join us for concessions that night.
Absolutely. Well, it certainly is a night to make a full night of it, whether it's dinner or in the game and homecoming and crowning. And we got to say a big shout out to Romac because they've donated the crown for the 2014.
And it is beautiful.
Beautiful. Oh, exciting.
Oh, okay. And we want to say a big shout out to David Lindsay for coming up and making a donation to the Queen's sponsor.
That's right.
This is something new that Tanya thought of.
That's exactly right. The guy always gets left out, bless his heart. So I'm, you know, waiting on the flower shop to open up, looked around and had the idea to approach David Lindsay, and they were very willing to make a donation. So I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. Well, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. That's going to do it for us. I'll be back in the morning. Thanks, y'all, for coming out this
Thank
afternoon.
Thank you. We were excited to be here. Go Vikings.
All righty. Bye-bye, everybody.